Millions of Mexicans are preparing for the Day of the Dead holiday next week. For many, that means setting up home altars to honor the deceased, and skulls made of sugar are a key part of that Mexican tradition. There aren't many people making those skulls anymore. One Mexican family with a long history of making the sugary offerings travels each year to Chicago. Reporter Yolanda Perdomo met them there.
At the National Museum of Mexican Art, 20 high school students from Ohio watch as blocks of white sugar are transformed into calaveritas de azúcar, or sugar skulls.
I know, I have to get one for my puppy.
I'm
going
to get one with Sophie if they want it.
Why?
Oh, that's an
armor.
Don't have to be dead.
The Mondragon family is famous for their candy business in Toluca in southern Mexico. Alejandro Mondragon says at one time, around 80 families in Mexico made them. Today, only 10 produce the seasonal treats. In a house near the museum, Alejandro Mondragon watches a copper cauldron with boiling syrup made with 10 parts sugar and 1 part water. It'll take 2 hours to cook before it's ready to be poured into clay molds.
Pero a mí sí fue el que más me gustó de la familia. Somos 12 hermanos.
I was the one in the family who really enjoyed making them. There's 12 of us, brothers and sisters, in our family. Maybe it's the vanity talking, but I was the one who taught all the others how to make them. I was the one who worked the hardest on these candies, because I always liked sweets.
The skulls are a variety of sizes, from as small as a quarter to as large as a human head. The Mondragons worry their 150-year tradition won't last many more generations. Alejandro's 9-year-old grandson wants to follow in his footsteps, but Mondragon can't be sure the boy will stay with it.
But we don't know if he'll enjoy making them later on, because it's a very lonely job. You're indoors all day. You don't leave the house for anything. No parties, nothing when you're working. But I don't want the tradition to die. That's why we're working with our children and grandchildren. Right now, the person who I think is the most likely to continue is my daughter, the one who's with us here in Chicago.
Back at the museum, Mondragon's daughter, 32-year-old Elvira, holds bags filled with sugar, lemon juice, and vegetable-based food coloring. She decorates each skull by hand with bright colors and vibrant patterns.
Because at the end of the day, we're all going to die. And death is a part of life. That's why we decorate the skulls with vibrant colors, so that people understand it's not something sad. Mexicans love the Day of the Dead, because we remember those who are no longer with us.
The Mondragons will make around 25,000 skulls before going back to Mexico in November. 61-year-old Alejandro has type 2 diabetes and only one kidney. He's not sure how much longer he'll travel to Chicago to make the candies. Elvira knows it'll be up to her to continue the family tradition.
In Mexico and here in the United States, there are many doctors, many architects. But what my father does, making sugar skulls, we have a lot of pride in this. Because in Mexico, there aren't too many people who do this. And in the United States, there's nobody. He's the only one who dedicates his life to this. We have to take advantage of this craft that our ancestors left for us.
As the students from Ohio snack on the sugary treats, 16-year-old Brendan Bulick patiently waits for his baseball-sized skull to be decorated.
I'm actually looking at my sugar skull for my cousin Brian. Me and him were very, very close, and I believe he passed of an accidental drug overdose a little over a year ago.
What are you going to do with it when you bring it back to Ohio?
Definitely not eating it. That would be kind of disrespectful.
For The World, I'm Yolanda Perdomo in Chicago.